Dying bird box. I am
Shalom, I'm Billy Grimm. And perhaps you know that I was editor of publications for Kenneth E. Hagin for many years. One day he walked into my office and he said, "There's going to be an age change. I won't be here. It's not going to be just like you step over a log and everything is different. God is going to start bringing things from the glory world into this world. There will be more occasion of angels and activity seen. And there will be people, many people, more people will go behind the veil into the glory world and bring back a testimony of what they saw. Some," he said, "will be near-death experiences, some will not." Now, one of my newest collections, my newest pieces in my collection, is Dean Braxton. And Dean Braxton was dead for an hour and 45 minutes. He had an amazing experience in heaven. And he recently came by Prayer Mountain, and I interviewed him.
Did you experience things like gold? Did you see the gold streak?
I saw the gold streak.
Did you see the city?
I saw the city. It's, you know, I saw a lot more than I say a lot of times. One of the things I did, Billy, is when I came back, I knew something great had happened to me. And I remember being in the hospital room, and I put kind of two parameters on me. If my wife Marilyn's with me and she wants to talk, she can have as much time as she wants. Okay. And the second parameter I put on me is I would not talk about something unless it first came up in a question. Okay. And the main reason for that is I didn't want to move into pride. I didn't want to move into that realm that, you know, a lot of people, I got more than you and that stuff. And so I have stuck with that. All the things that I talk about, someone else has asked a question first, and it opens the door for me to be able to talk about it. Recently, I was in Roseburg, Oregon, and a guy came up and he said, "Well, did you see to the horizon?" And I said, "There was no horizon. No one ever asked me that." You understand what I mean? And I know for us it's hard because we have horizons around here, mm-hmm. but you're in a realm where there's no horizons and you can see as far as you want.
Now, I know children have asked you about seeing animals.
Yes.
And I know that you wrote in here, mm-hmm. You wrote that you saw some animals that we don't have on Earth.
Yes, yes.
But there was a man who died, and if I could said his name, a lot of people would know him. Mm-hmm. And when he was having his well-known minister, when he was having this experience, he was going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
He went in and out because he had believed, you know, anyway. And he came back after going in, and he said, "I saw my old dog and my old horse."
Yeah.
And he said, "I said, God," or whoever he was talking to, Jesus or Father, "I didn't know animals were in heaven." He said, "What it takes for an animal to get to heaven is that one of my own loved him, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my little grandson, I'm looking out to see if he's here. No, not here. He's studying, but he'll be with us for lunch. Oh, there he sits. Come up here, Isaac. Come right up here. I love this when we don't have, got to go off in 5 minutes. This and that. Come on. Can you give him a microphone? Come on up here. Now, Isaac, he's 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And when he was born full term, he only weighed 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he had lots of issues because the feeding tube had been smashed, they said, worse than anyone they'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was not nourished properly. And he had a big, large hole in his heart and four mm-hmm. little ones. And they told me that if he lives, we don't think he would be bright.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell you this. I have got 10 grandchildren, and this one, they're all smart, real smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your grandchildren
are
all smart.
Yeah, I know.
But this one, he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like God showing, look here what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did have the large hole fixed and then mm-hmm. the less some. And his pediatrician said he wouldn't grow properly, mm-hmm. but he did. And that he would be just a little short guy. And he's 13 now, and he turned to be like his dad, a tall guy.
Yeah, praise God.
But he's been to heaven 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, it wasn't a dying experience.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones he went, and tell about those kids that you saw and going down in the water and... Yeah, the boy and the girl.
Yes, well, I saw some kids, and they were young, and they were all playing, and they were having a great time, and they were just having fun, and I saw one girl, and she was playing by this cliff, And you would think if someone were to jump over the cliff, of course they would go down, and because there's nothing to hold them up. Well, she jumped over it and she did not fall at all. And she just went around and made, like, sometimes your car says, make a legal U-turn. And she just went around in a U-turn and came back. Wow. And like there was an invisible road there.
And tell about the boy.
Well, I saw this boy and he went in one of my trips and he went into this, like, it almost looked like a water slide entrance, but it was like a creek that went underground. And I didn't know where he went. And so later I saw that this was, of course, an underground creek. And it went to a waterfall, and he was getting, looking out and getting minerals for God.
An element. The Lord told you a new element.
Yes. It was black when you looked at it, but when you zoomed in really close, it got bright. And I didn't know of that anywhere on earth.
And didn't he tell you that he was using it to build heaven?
Yes, parts
of heaven.
That hell
was still being built and developed. But this is the one I wanted to tell you. There was another, he had a dog he loved dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog snapped at people out here at Prayer Mountain, mm-hmm. bit someone. So his dad took the dog to be put to sleep,
mm-hmm.
but didn't tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to find a home for the dog, but couldn't find a home for mm-hmm. the dog. And so he told Isaac, you know, he'd gone to, took the dog and got a new home.
Mm-hmm.
But Isaac just got missing. How old were you then?
I was probably 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. So Isaac missed the dog. Mm-hmm. He loved the dog dearly. And he told his dad one day, I've just got to go see
Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to see him. I just have to see his home. I just have to see how he's doing. And so his dad told him, ask your father.
Yeah.
And so what happened then?
Well, my dad, of course, said, ask your real father who is in heaven, which meant God. And so I prayed that night in my bed before, because we would always pray before we went to sleep. And so I prayed that I would get to see Yo-Yo. And so that night I found myself in like a mansion. I didn't really know what it was at the time, but it was heaven. And I was walking down this hallway that curved, and Yo-Yo was walking toward me, and he had like a dog walks. He was had his tail wagging and he was happy. And so I ran to him and I hugged him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, we can cut things off if we want to cut them off here. I mean, we can edit. But my granddaughter, Hannah, who's quite a girl of mm-hmm. prayer, and she has her own television program called Raise Your Voice.
Okay.
And her heart is young people.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, when she was a senior in high school, she had a dog that she'd gotten when she was in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Coco was the dog's name. And Coco just got sick, and terribly sick, and should have died. And every time it would die, she'd pray it back to life.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, Coco just actually stunk. I mean, you could go in the house and smell it. And my mother, who had gone on to heaven, mm-hmm. Hannah had a dream. And she saw Mother in a hothouse
mm-hmm.
working on plants. My mother loved plants. Oh, she loved them with all her heart. But if you gave her a plant for Mother's Day, it was a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It would die. She didn't have a green thumb, but she loved them so. And when my dad went to heaven, she told him, plant flowers around our place. I want flowers. And she'd lost her sense of smell. Mm. I want to smell flowers. So Hannah had a dream. She didn't know all that about Mother. She's in a hothouse tending the flowers. She said, Hannah, it's time you let Coco come. And she said, I'll watch over Coco until you get here.
Wow.
So Hannah then let Coco go.
Wow.
But praise the Lord, it's just heaven.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
It's
yes.
heaven.
Yes.
And everything there is just for you.
Yeah. That's what I came to understand. And one of the thank yous was the only reason that it was created this was for me. And the reason I felt that way is because God didn't need heaven. He's not lacking anything. You know? So he created heaven for us.
Heaven's created for
us. And you know that. It isn't that you go around and you say, it's created for him, it's created for you. It's your place he created for you. It's that personal.
And if you need that to be happy,
yeah,
then you're going to have that.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. But you know, in the Bible it speaks of times of judgment and different things. But it says, I will keep him in shalom, shalom, perfect peace, King James says, whose mind is fixed on me.
That's right.
And then in Colossians it says, put your mind on things above,
yes,
not on things on the earth.
Yes.
So how do you do that? How do you tell people to do it?
How I tell people to do it? One of the ways is to, what you just said, read your word. You know, I have people always tell me there's more in the Bible that talks about hell than it does heaven. I think you have got
to be kidding.
They tell me that. I think you don't understand. That whole word talks about heaven.
The whole word.
So if you put yourself into the word, you're going to keep your minds on the things of heaven. It's just going to happen. And your spirit is ready for that. That's what it lives off of. You know how Jesus said, I have food that you know not of? You know, that's what he's talking about, and people don't realize that. If you go in there and you start reading the word and put your mind into reading the word of God, you're going to put your mind in heaven. And all of a sudden, you know how they always say, you're so heavenly minded, you know, earthly good? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're already no earthly good, because you might as well be heavenly minded. It's already there. You know, that's what you're created for, that realm there. And I'm not saying the woo-woo stuff. I'm saying keep your mind focused on the things that God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. And unless you know what's in heaven, how can you do it on earth?
And so you keep your mind on his word.
You keep your mind
on him.
I will not go away from that. You know, people think, well, you went to heaven. And I think, no, he didn't give me. I always tell people, they say, well, he must have gave you another. No, I have the same assignment you have. It's called the Great Commission. It ain't changed. He didn't get up there and say, I'm writing a whole different plan for you, Dean, as you come back to planet.
Oh, yeah, you're different now.
I got to do the same thing that you're supposed to be doing. So the things I do, like you said earlier, I'm still learning things in that word to be able to walk on this planet the way God wants me to walk on this planet.
And you see things. If you grow. God's plan is for you to grow.
Yes.
And you look in here and you see something in that word you didn't see last week.
You didn't see last week. Some friends of mine that are Jewish and they live up in upstate New York, and he was telling me that according to his upbringing, you know, those first five books of the Bible, he said we were taught that there were 70 layers deep in each and every verse. That's what he said. And I'm thinking, okay, we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. How much deeper is it?
Yes, absolutely.
And we can go even deeper than the 70 layers.
That's right.
And so that when we walk in it, the Word of God, we're going to go into it. I call them different realms. People call them different levels. But if you go where the Father Jesus is, there's different realms.
We were created for eternity.
That's right.
We were not created to know death.
No, we weren't.
Hell was not created for man.
No, hell was not created for man.
You didn't see hell.
No, I didn't. But one of the times I got to what I called the edge of heaven, before I was going to leave, remember how you told me three times? And I can remember I could hear the screams coming up. And I wanted to look. But I knew it was not his will that they be there, and it was not his will that I look. So I didn't. Okay? So I didn't, but I did hear. And I wanted, you know how you want to look down, but I didn't. That's the closest I came to that realm.
I'm going to say this, and then we're just going to close.
Okay.
Because we could go on forever.
Okay. We will.
We will go on. We are going on forever. We are going on forever. But the Lord showed me it was when you don't get to say if a person went to heaven or hell.
No, I don't.
You are not the one.
No, I'm not the one.
And you don't know.
I don't.
You have absolutely no.
Nope.